Hello, what is up, everyone? Thank you guys so much for joining me again for the third episode of Beyond Tarot. Oh, I'm just so grateful for all the love, all the support, everyone from YouTube that has come over to the podcast to show me love. Really, really appreciate everybody. All right, so let's get into this episode. I figured number three, my favorite number, I will talk about one of my favorite subjects. So manifestation and the magician card. All right, so how do you manifest like the magician in tarot? If you don't know, the magician card is one of the most symbolic cards in the whole entire tarot deck, in my opinion. All right, like, it is filled with all type of mysticism and, you know, law of attraction. For y'all who don't know, the law of attraction became really, really huge a long time ago. I want to say, like, it was probably like 2005. I was getting out of high school around that time. Definitely just aged myself. But yeah, it took off. The law of attraction, the secret, you know, manifestation became a really big topic. And I became fascinated with it. I started to read books like The Secret that was promoted really heavily by Oprah, I recall, back then. And it really just changed my life. I started to make vision boards, and, you know, being a Pisces, I've already been into believing the impossible and stuff like that, having big dreams and stuff. But once I put it, you know, on paper and really started to believe in it a bit more, it really started to guide my life, truly. One of the first vision boards I remember making, that truly worked for me was right before I made the move from the East Coast of the United States to California. So I had been talking about moving to Los Angeles, California for a good 10 years before I actually moved there. And I would tell like everyone I met and every person I was in like a serious relationship with, I would tell them like how I wanted to live out there. I just always talked about it like it was guaranteed, you know, going to be part of my reality. So I think that helped contribute to my manifestation techniques, the power in them, you know, because I truly believe them, and I let everyone around me like know just how much I believed in them, even though I had no plan. I didn't know a single soul in California. I didn't have any job there. I didn't have any reason to be there. I had already finished school. So it was just, you know, a whim that I decided to go. And I remember right before I decided to go, like a few months before, I really didn't even save up any money or anything. I made a vision board, and I said, okay, this vision board will be dedicated to moving to California. So I would put like signs, I would print out signs that I would see find on the internet. So signs that say Los Angeles or Hollywood. I would print those signs out, put them on my vision board. I would cut out scenery of California. I would put, you know, all of the major landmarks that you see like in the movies and stuff. I put that on my board. At the time, I wanted to be a music agent. I wanted to like be part of a huge music company. So I would write, you know, I'm a music agent to the stars, and I would put all the stars on there and stuff. And you guys, I wanted to make sure I looked at this vision board every freaking day. So I put it above my bed. I taped it above my bed, and it was literally the first thing I would see in the morning and basically the last thing I would see at night before I turned my light off. So I'm telling y'all, within 3 months, that vision board became a reality, and I had, you know, moved across the country by myself with little resources, and it worked. It worked better than I had ever thought it would. I kept progressing. I kept, you know, landing opportunity after opportunity. And it was just all because of blind faith, you know, and the power of believing in my destiny, believing in God, believing in the support of the universe, and just believing that, you know, I'm supposed to be here because it wouldn't have been put on my heart if it wasn't meant to turn out that way, basically, you know. But little things like vision boards and stuff like that, it really helped me manifest. It helped me feel like a magician in real life. Now, I did these things before I even knew about tarot. I used to do vision boards and then also scripting. I don't know if you guys have heard about scripting, but scripting is amazing. Now, that is super powerful. It's basically just writing down, you know, how you feel, wherever you can write it down and see it. Some people write it in their phone. I think it's better to like have a journal, pen to paper, hand to pen, you know, you feel it more that way. But literally just writing in first person, it, you know, honestly, basically it's like your journal is your diary to God, to the universe, and put honest thoughts in there about how you feel in the moment, where you want your life to be. And then even include some scenarios of like writing in that present tense, you know, just like, I love my life. I live in California. It's amazing. I work for, you know, the top entertainment company in the world. You guys, that shit works. Excuse my language, but that shit is powerful. When you write and, you know, your mind honestly forgets that it's not real. Your mind starts to think it is real. And then it's something about that energy that literally shifts your existence. It will change the path in front of you to get you to where your mind already sees yourself. All right. Visualization. So visualizing where you see yourself is super important. Meditating. I'm not really good at meditating, you guys, because it's really hard for me to turn my brain off. But I found that if I focus on my breath, you know, I can definitely clear out any bad thoughts. I can calm myself down. So I'm definitely becoming better at meditating. But those are all practices that you can use right now to become a real life magician, you know, to really, really push your energy that you feel within your body, push it outside of you, you know, tell people you trust, you know, talk like you already have what you want. Just say it with unwavering faith. And sometimes, y'all, you have to fake it until you make it. Honestly, honestly, you just fake it until you make it. But if you believe in it, I guarantee you, you will start to see those doors opening for yourself. It's crazy because thinking back to my scripting and my vision board, like, y'all, I moved to LA with no job. Okay, I had to rent out a room in a house full of people that I didn't know. It was like six people living in a house. I'm renting out a room. It was a nice house, by the way. But regardless, it wasn't the ideal situation. I was doing all types of jobs, you know, just to make ends meet. And I had already been to school for 6 years at this point. I have 2 degrees and I'm like waitressing and I'm like a valet driver and I am, you know, doing background work. I'm doing all types of stuff until I found a opportunity that just basically fell in my lap. A recruiter called me and, you guys, I started working within 3 months of moving to LA. I started working at the top entertainment company in the entire world. I'm not going to name any names, but you can look it up. It's the top entertainment company, agency in America. Some say the world. And the celebrities that I put on my vision board, I started to see these celebrities all around me. Every day, you know, it became normal to see celebrities, A-listers, that I just couldn't believe how my life had changed from a small town in Maryland 3 months prior. And now I'm walking into offices with people I've only seen on TV, you know, or heard on the radio. It was insane. I've been in California now for 5 years, and things I have manifested, you know, I'm finally this year, I've moved into my dream apartment somewhere that I just never thought I'd be able to live in my time being here, because it's just really hard to live well in this city. I have went to the Emmys. I have gone to the Grammys. I have manifested these things in my life because I put them on my mind of something that I wanted to do so bad. And I just continue to do that, y'all. I continue to do it. I talked about being a YouTuber for so long. I attempted so many different YouTube channels. I still have like 6 or 7 YouTube channels out there. I'm probably going to start picking up some old YouTube channels to, you know, bring them back alive. But the one that really took off was the one I least expected, you know, which was my tarot channel. And I literally just started that channel, y'all, just to practice the cards. Like, if you go back to my very first videos on YouTube, I'm literally reading out of the book because I wasn't that familiar with tarot. I, you know, was pretty honest and transparent with those who were watching me at that time that I was a beginner. And it really helps me to see that it was resonating for people out there, not just myself, you know. So it's just so funny how I fell into YouTubing, something I really wanted, but I just never thought that this would be the way I would get, you know, over 25,000 subscribers and counting. Thank God for that blessing. But my point is, you know, you never know how you're going to get to those goals, and what you're manifesting will constantly shift, it'll constantly change. You know, the job and the position that I was in when I first moved to California, my dream job, quote unquote, I decided within a year that was nothing I wanted to do with my life. Like, that was completely not what I wanted to do with my life, you know? And so now my new dream has completely shifted, you know? So be open to spirit and universe putting new ideas on your mind and your heart, and know that, you know, your dream is ever changing, ever shifting. Moving over to tarot just a little bit, you know, digging into this magician card here, I feel like this card is so powerful. It could be powerful in a good way or a bad way, all right? But if you see the magician card in your readings, and it's not just pertaining to like a love situation, but more so what you're going through in your life, if the card is upright, you know, I read reversals as a reader. If you guys don't know what I'm talking about, when reading tarot, the cards may pop out upright or they may come in the reverse. And some readers take note of the card being in the reverse and some readers don't. Me personally, since I've been reading tarot and since I've watched tarot, I prefer when readers do take note of the cards in the reverse. But either way, you're going to get that message that you're intended to get, because spirit is just divine like that. They know how to send messages to certain people to, you know, get them out the way they need to be at that time, you know. But long story short, you guys, if the magician card is upright, it is a card signifying, you know, immense desire for something, a lot of willpower, and ultimately the ability to create and to manifest what it is that you want. All right. If it comes up in a love reading, it usually means someone is strongly desiring you and trying to figure out how they can, quote unquote, manifest you, or you're trying to figure out how you can manifest them into your life. Okay. Or they could be highly, highly concentrating on you. All right. Now, this is why I take note of reversals, because in my mind, if I see that magician card pop up in the reverse, if it's in regards to me, myself, then maybe I need to check myself on how I'm operating and how I'm going after the things I want. Am I being a person of integrity, or am I resulting to trickery or deception to get what I want? Those are things you want to take note of. It could also mean in the reverse that you are not tapped in to the point where you're able to manifest what it is that you want. There could be some sort of blockage there. All right. You could be wasting your talent or not using the skills and ability that spirit has provided you with if the magician card comes in the reverse. So I just feel like it's really important, ultimately, when we're talking about manifesting and just getting what we want, it's important to know that everything that we do want is in our hands. It's under our control. And, I know there's some things in life that we can't control. Unfortunate circumstances, of course. You know, things will happen around, in and around your life that you just cannot control. And as cliche as it may seem, the only thing that you can control is, you know, how you feel, how you choose to think, the faith you choose to have. You know, just because things go wrong 99 times, it does not necessarily mean that that 100th time is going to go wrong also. All right. You can still choose to have faith and know and just believe in your heart of hearts that it's going to turn out right for you when the time is right. You know, that's what I choose to believe. I've been disappointed so many times, y'all, so many times, and rejected so many times. And we'll get into those topics in future episodes of the podcast. But just to touch on that really quick, just know that manifestation is about mind over matter. So no matter what is in front of you, no matter what's laid out in front of you, the magician knows that they're able to make something appear out of nothing. Okay? They can make things appear out of thin earth because they know that they're just not relying on the five senses. They're not relying on what's in the here and now. They're pulling resources from the ethers, from universe, from God. They're pulling all types of things out of their bag of tricks, you know? So don't give up. The magician energy is a card of never giving up. You know, manifestation is about a willpower that can never be stopped. It's an unbreakable force. And it's supported not only by you and what you choose to do here in the 3D, but it's also supported by spirit, by universe, by God. So, you know, there is really magic in the air. It really is. And you're capable of producing that magic. All right. So we have come to our spiritual advice portion of the podcast. You guys, I have pre-shuffled and, you know, pulled at random a card for us, an advice card and an affirmation card. I decided to pull from Moonology Oracle deck. If you guys are interested, it's a deck by Yasmin Boland. It's available on Amazon, Etsy. You can find it everywhere. I love the Moonology deck. And we are approaching a full moon in a few days, Halloween, October 31st. And so I thought it'd be pretty fitting to pull one of these. So, as fate would have it, you guys, I pulled the full moon in Pisces card. All right. So this card says balance, spirituality, and practicality. Full moon in Pisces. Have you been so head in the clouds that you've lost touch with reality? If so, take this card as a sign that you need to pay attention and make a concerted effort to move towards your goals. The more practical steps you take, the better. It's time to find an inner balance between your responsibilities and your dreams. Meditate on your question, and the solutions to your issue may now come through very clearly. If you're in a tricky situation because you've been acting the martyr, this card will be a message from the cosmos to drop the act for everyone's sake. Meditate every day and see what comes to you. The answers will come. All right, and our affirmation for today is fearlessness. I pay close attention to my heart and my mind. I do not allow fear to distract me. Wow, this is amazing, you guys. This is basically affirming today's episode, the magician card, right? The answers are going to come. Everything is in your power, in your control here. And wow, I did mention meditation. So a lot of you guys could be needing to try that out. Join me, because I'm going to be trying it out too. I'm hoping everyone got something out of this podcast episode today. Thank you guys for joining me. I hope that you guys have, you know, great success in manifesting the life of your dreams. And yeah, I can't wait to talk to you guys later. Until next time, you guys, love and light.